Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Tov, Shabbat Tov, a good seven, good strong, good strong, good strong, good strong, good sabbatically speaking. Yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Give thanks, 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 give thanks.
Founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah, Selah.
לדוד מזמור. לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובה. כי הוא על ימים יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם את אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך, יעקב, סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? Adonai Izuz veGibor, Adonai Gibor Milhama. Seu Shearim Rashechem, Usu Pithe Olam, Veyavo Melech Hakabod. Mi Huze Melech Hakabod, Adonai Tsevaot, U Melech Hakabod, Sela.
לדוד מזמור, לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, במלביו שבבה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, והנהרות יכונניה, מי יעלה בהר אדוני, מי יקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יסתבר החם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו, זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו בטחי עולם. ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ושאו בטחי עולם. ויבוא מלך הכבוד, זהו זה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד סלע.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai
Echad. We're asking for peace, yet they never stop fighting.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear for the Chamishi Aliyah. For the fifth of offering, fifth reading, fifth ascension offering of offering Aliyah here for this Shabbat. Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath when thou takest, when thou liftest up, Ki Tisa. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 34. The second tablets of the law, the second tables, tablets of HaTorah. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear for thee, Chamishi Aliyah. Chamishi, Chamishi, Vayomer Yahuwah El Moshe Tetzalika Shnei Luchot Evanim Ka'ari Shonim Ve Katavti Al הלוחות את הדברים אשר היו על הלוחות הראשונים אשר שברת. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moshe, ויאמר Yahuwah אל Moshe, פסל לך, hew the eye, hew for the eye, פסל לך, hew for the eye, שני לוחות אבנים, two tables, two tablets of stone. Shene luchot evanim, like to the first. Ka rishonim, like as ka rishonim, like the rishonim, like the first. With katavti, and I will write. With katavti, and I will write al ha luchota etta hadevarim, and I will write upon the tables, the tablets, with katavti al haluchot, the words, et ha-devarim, the devarim, ha-devarim, the words, Asher Hayu Allaha Luchotaha Rishonim, that were on the first tables, on the first tablets. Asher Hayu Allaha Luchotaha Rishonim, Asher Shibarta, that thou, the I, didst break. Asher Shibarta. Wehye Nakon Lavoker. With Alita Vavoker El Hahar Sinai. With Nitzavta Li Sham Allah Rosh Hahar. And be ready by the morning. Wehye Nakon. Be ready. Wehye Nakon La Boker. And be ready by the morning. With Alita Vavoker El Hahar Sinai. And come up and aliyah up. With Alita Vavoker El Hahar Sinai. And aliyah up in the Boker, in the morning. Vavoker El Har Sinai. To the Har of Sinai. To Mount Sinai. To Mount Sinai. With Nitzav Ta Li Sham Al Rosh Hahar, and present thyself. With Nitzavta, 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 and stand li, stand for me. With Nitzavta li sham, and present thyself sham, there, Al Rosh Hahar, upon, on top, on the head, Al Rosh, on the head, Hahar, on the top of the mount, on the top of the mount. We ish lo ya'ille imak. We gam isha ala yera. Be kol hahar. Gama hatsona we habakara ala yera'u. Illa mula hahara hahu. And no man shall come up with the eye, neither neither let make any man be seen throughout all the mounts. Neither neither let the flocks nor herds feed. Feed before the mount. Feed before the mount. Ve'ish lo ya'ille imak. And no man shall come up imak with the eye. Ve'ish lo ya'ille imak. Ve'gam ish ala yera bekol hahar. Neither neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount. With gam ish, and also ish man, ala yera, not be seen, bekol lahahar, in all the mount. Gam hatson, with habakar, ala yeru, illa mulahahar hahu. Neither neither let the flocks, gam hatson, and also the flock, gam hatson, with habakar, nor the herd habakar. Allah yiru fi shepherd yiru Allah yiru illa mulla hahara before in front of before the mount that mount the mount that he Allah yiru illa mul hahara hahu wa yifasol shnei luchota evanim ka rishonim wa yashakena Moshe Babokara wa ya'ala illa hara sinai. Kaashara tziwahi yahuwa oto. Wa yikaha bi'yado shne luchota evanim. And he hewed two tables, two tablets of stone like to the first. And Moshe and Moses rose up early in the morning and went up to Mount Sinai as Yahuwah, as Jehovah had commanded him, and took in his hand two tables, tablets of stone. Wayifsol, and he hewed. Wayifsol shnei luchota evanim, and he hewed two tables, tablets of stone. Ka rishonim, like to the rishonim, like to the first. Wayashkein Moshe babokar, and Moses rose up early in the morning. Wayashkein Moshe babokar. Wayaala illa hara sinai. And went up and aliyed up into Mount Sinai, to Mount Sinai, aliyed up. Wa ya'ala il har Sinai, ka'asher ziwah Yahuwah oto, as Jehovah had commanded him.
כאשר ציווה יהוה אותו ויקח בידו שני לוחות היוונים and took in his hand ויקח בידו two tables tablets of stone שני לוחות היוונים and Yahuwah and Jehovah descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of Yahuwah and proclaimed the name of Jehovah And Jehovah descended in the cloud. Wayared Yahuwah be'anan. Jehovah descended in the cloud. Wayita yatseva imo sham. And stood with him there. Wayita yatseb imo sham. Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah. Wayikra b'shem Yahuwah. And proclaimed the name Wayikra V'Shem Yahuwah and proclaimed the name of He who be who He be and proclaimed the name Yahuwah Wayikra V'Shem Yahuwah Waya Yevori Yahuwah Allah Panayo Wayikra Yahuwah El Rahum V'Hanun Errekapayim V'Rav Cheseda V'Emet And Jehovah passed by before him. Wayavor Yahuwah, Wayavor Yahuwah, Wayavori Yahuwah, Allah Panayo before his face, Wayikra Yahuwah, and proclaim Yahuwah, Yodhei Wehei, Yahei Wehei, He who be, who be, Yahuwah, Yahei Wehei, He who be, who be, El, the true good, the true God, El, Rahum, El, merciful, El, Rahum, Wichanun, and gracious, Wichanun, Erekapayim, long-suffering, Erekapayim, long nose, long-suffering, Erekapayim, Wichrava Chesed, and abundant, and nuf-nuf in Chesed, and abundant in goodness, and nuf-nuf in loving-kindness, Wichrava Chesed, Ve'emet, and truth, Notzera Chesed alai lafim, Nose avona wapeshaa we hataa we nake loa yenake poked evona vota ala banima wa ala beneya banima ala sheleshima wa ala ribaim keeping mercy to the thousandth generation forgiving iniquity antiquity and transgression and sin and uckery and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers of the patriarchs upon the children, and upon the children's children, upon the sons, and upon the sons' sons, to the third and to the fourth generation. Notzer chesed, keeping chesed, keeping mercy, keeping loving kindness. Notzer chesed, lalafim, for the thousands, the thousandth generation, lalafim. Nosea avon, lifting up, forgiving iniquity, perverseness. Nosea avon, nosea avon, 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 avon. Nosea avona wa pesha'a, and transgression and rebellion va pesha, we chata'a, and sin and uckery and lack and missing the marker, we chata'a, we nake lo ye nake pokeda. And will by no means clear the guilty. Evona bota ala banim wa ala benea vanim. Visiting the iniquity. Pokeda evona pokeda evona avot of the fathers avot pokeda evona avot. Allah banim upon the children wa Allah b'nei banim and upon the sons Allah shaleshim to the third wa Allah riba'im and to the fourth generation. And Moshe made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped and worship. Why am I here, Moshe? Why you call the Arza? Why you shut a hole? And Moses made haste. Why am I here, Moshe? Why am I here? Why am I here, Moshe? And Moses made haste. Why you call the Arza? And bowed his head. Why you call the Arza? Bowed his head toward the earth. Arza. Why you call the Arza? Why Aisha Tahu? And worshipped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let the Lord, I pray that I go in the midst of us, of I and I, for it is a stiff-necked people. And pardon our iniquity and our sin and our uckery. And take us, take I and I for thine inheritance, inheritance. Wayomer, and he said, Imna matzati yachena be'aineka Adonai yelekana Adonai adik irabeinu Ki ama keshe orefahu Where salachta la eonen Ula hatatein Una haladan. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, why yomer imna matzati chen be'ayneka, if I have found grace be'ayneka in the eyes, imna matzati chen be'ayneka, Adonai, oh Adonai, Adonai yelek, Adonai yelek, na, Adonai be'karabeinu, oh Adonai, I tried, please try, please go, please try, Adonai yelek, na, Yelekna, Yelekna, Adonai, Yelekna, Adonai, Birkarveinu in the midst of us, Birkarveinu, Ki Ama Kesheya Orefu, for it is a stiff-necked people, for it is Ki for Ama people, Kesheya Oref, stiff-necked who, Ki, for he is a stiff-necked people, Ki Ama Kesheya Orefu. Where salachta la eonen ulachatatenu ua nechalatanu, and pardon and forgive and pardon our iniquity and I uckery. Where salachta la eonen ulachatatenu and our uckery, and take for us and take I and I for thine inheritance, and take I and I for thine inheritance. O Nachaltan, O Nachaltan. And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, Gevir, Sheishi, 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 Aliyah, renewed commission, hear, hear, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, here from the face of Shemot, Shemot Ki Tisa, Exodus chapter 34, chapter 34, verse 10, for the Sheishi. Vayomer Hine Anoki Koreita Barita Neged Kol Amika Aise Nifa Laota Asher Lo Niva Reua Vipola Haaretza Uvipola Hagoi Wea Kola Haam Asher Ata Vikirboa Eta Maese Yahua Kia Norahu Asherania Ofea Imak. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as have not been wrought, been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among who thou art shall see the work of Jehovah, of Yahuwah, that I am about to do with thee. That is tremendous. That is tremendous. Renewed commission, and he said, behold, I will make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among who thou shall see the work of Yahuwah, Jehovah, for it a terrible thing that I will do with thee, that I will do with thee. I. Why yomer hinne? And he said, behold, hinne anoki koreita barita negedabola amika. Behold, I will make a covenant. I will cut. Behold, I will cut a covenant. Hine anoki koreita barita negedabola amika. Behold, I will cut a covenant, make a covenant before all the I people. Aise nifa la ota asher loa niva reua bekol haaret. I will do marvels. Nifa laot. Aise nifa laot asher such as have not been done or wrought in all the earth. Asher loa niva reua bekol haaret. Such as has not been done in all. And created in all the earth, the earthly plain. Uva kola hagoyim, nor and in all the nations, not in any goyim, among any of the goyim. Uva kola hagoyim, we'ra'a kola ha'am. And all the people shall see, all the people among who thou art. Vira kol ha'am asha ata v'kirvo among whom the I be v'kirvo eta ma'isei Yahuwah will see the ma'isei of Yahuwah of Jehovah the word eta ma'isei Yahuwah ki anora for it is tremendous, it is terrible, it is dreadful ki nora hu for he is dreadful, he is terrible, he is tremendous. Kiya norahu asher, that which ani oseya imach, that which I do amongst thee I. Observe that thou who I am commanding thee today. Observe, 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 observe. That which, that I am commanding thee I. This day, behold, I am driving out before the eye the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hivite and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with an inhabitant of the land with the way thou goest, lest they be for a sneer in the midst of the eye. But ye, but y'all shall break down their altars and dash and peace 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 and dash. Their pillars, and ye y'all shall cut down their asherim, and ye y'all shall cut down their cut down, their cut down their asherim, 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 asherim. Shemara lekaeta asher anoki mez auka hayom hini. Goresha mia paneka eta haymori. Where ha Kanaani, where ha Hiti, where ha Perizzi, where ha Hiwi, where ha Yehuzi. Hia Shamera leka pena hikarota brita le Yoshev ha aretasha ataba aleha pena yihye le mokesha deak irbeka. Take heed that the eye does not make a covenant. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest they be for a sneer, limokesh, in the midst of thee, limokesh, bekirbeka, kia eta miza bechotama, tia tosun, tita zuna, we eta mas evotama, tesha beruna, we eta a sherayo, tika rotun. But you shall break down their altars and dash in pieces their pillars and cut down their asherim, ti loa tisha tachewe le'el acher ti Yahuwah kana shimo el kana hu. For thou shalt bow down to no other god. Thou shalt bow down to no other, thou shalt worship no other El. For thou shalt worship no other El. Tia lo, tisha tachewe, le El, acher. Ti, except for Yahuwah, for he who be, who he be, whose name is Allah. Ti Yahuwah, Ana Shemoel, Ana Hu, for he who be we be is zealous, is a zealous heir. Ki Yahua Kana Shemoel Kana Hu. Penna Kikorota Brita Lea Yosheva Areta. We're Zan Acherei Elohehema with Zavuhua Lelohehem with Araleka with Akalta Mizibho. Lest thou make a covenant, cut a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go astray after their Elohim, and do sacrifice to their Elohim, and they call thee, and thou the I eatest of their sacrifice. And thou the I take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go astray after their Elohim, and make thy sons go astray after their Elohim. Where lakachta miba notayo levaneka, where zanu binotayo achreya Elohehen, where hisnu eta baneka achrei Elohehen, after their goddesses. And thou take of their daughters to thy sons, and their daughters go astray after their goddesses, and make thy sons go astray after their goddesses. Acherei Elohehen. Eloheya Maseka lo ata iselak. Thou I shalt make thee no molten gods, no molten Elohim. Elohei Maseka lo ata iselak. The feast, the feast, the feast, and the Sabbaths again enjoined. The feast and the Shabbats and the Sabbaths again enjoined. Hear, hear, hear. Verse 18. Etahag ha matota tishmora shiva'ata yamima tokala matot asheraz eviteka le moeda chodesha ha aviv. Kia be chodesha ha aviv yatzata mimitrai. The feast of unleavened bread, of matzah, the unleavened bread, chagaha matzot, shalt thou keep. 7 days, 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, at the time appointed in the month, in the moon, in Chodesh Ha'aviv, in Chodesh Ha'abib, Abib. For in the Chodesh Ha'aviv thou camest out from Mitzrayim. All that openeth the womb, all that openeth the matrix, all that openeth the matrix, all that openeth the womb is mine. And of all thy cattle thou shalt sanctify the males, the firstlings of ox and sheep. Kol la petera rechem li, all that petera the rechem, all that openeth the rechem, all that openeth the womb, openeth the matrix, li, for me. Kol la petera rechem li, kol la mika neka, tizakara petera shora wa se. And of all thy cattle thou shalt sanctify, thou shalt sanctify the males, the firstling of ox and sheep, and the firstling of an ass thou shalt redeem for lamb. And if thou wilt not redeem it, then thou shalt break its neck. Ua fetera chamora tifedeh v'seh. Ve'im lo tifedeh wa rafto kola b'chora. Baneka tifedeh v'loa yera'ua Fanaya Rekam. All the firstborn of thy sons thou shalt redeem. Kola Bikor Baneka, all the firstborns of Baneka, thy sons, Tifideh, that I shall redeem. With Lo Yehau Fanai Rekam, and none shall appear before I empty. With Lo Yehau Fanai Rekam. 6 days thou shalt walk, but the seventh day thou shalt rest, in plowing time and in harvest thou shalt rest. In airing time, plowing time, in airing time, and in harvest, thou shalt rest. Sheisheta yamima ta evoda ua vayoma ha shavii tishvot tishvot be charish ua vat atzira tishvot tishvot. You shall Shabbat, you shall rest, and thou shalt observe the feast of weeks, even the first fruits of wheat harvest, and the feast of ingathering at the turn of the year, at the year's end. Wechag Shavuota Taisel Leka Dia Kure Ketsira Chiti Wechaga Ha Asif Tikufata Hashana. At the Tikufata Hashana, at the year's end, at the turn of the Shana. Three times in the year shall all thy males appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. Shalosha pa'amim ba'shana ye'ra'e kola zikoreka eta p'nei ha'adon Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. Thrice in the year shall all your men children, your males, appear before Ha'adon, Yahuwah, Elohei Yisrael, the Adon, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, the Elohim of Yisrael. For I will cast out nations before thee, I, and enlarge thy borders, neither shall any man covet thy land, when thou goest up to appear before Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the I Elohim, three times in the year, three times in the Shana, in the year. Kia orish goyima mipaneka wehira havtia eta gevuleka welo yachmoda isha eta arteka ba eloteka le aot le raot eta penei yahua eloheka shalosha pe anima bashana. Thou shalt not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, neither shall the sacrifice of the feast of Passover Pesach be left to the bokeh, be left to the morning. Lo atishachata ala chametza dama zivachi with loa yalina la bokeh zebach chaga ha pasach. The choicest fruit, first fruits, the choicest first fruits of thy land thou shalt bring to the bait, to the house of Yahuwah Eloheka, to the house of Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt not seize a kid in its mother's milk. Reishita diya kureya adamateka tavi baiti Yahuwah Eloheka loa te tevashella gibi ba cheleva. The choicest first fruits, the choicest, the first of the first fruits, the first of the first fruits, reishi bi kurei, the first of the first fruits of thy land, reishi bi kurei ada mateka, thou shalt bring, tavi, tavi, tabi, thou shalt bring tabi, beiti Yahuwah shall bring into the bait of Jehovah Eloheka, the I Elohim. Lo te vashella gibi ba chelev im. Thou shalt not see, thou shalt not see a kid. Lo te vashella gibi in its mother's milk. Ba chelev Emo.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai.
And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh up-offering, here for this Shabbat Ki Tisah, Sabbath when thou takest, when thou liftest up, when thou takest, Ki Tisah et Rosh, when thou takest the sun, when thou liftest up the head, here from the Sefer Shemot, for Shemot Ki Tisah, here for the Shavi'i, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 34, here at verse 27, for the Shavi'i, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh offering, ascension offering up here, for this Shabbat, Sabbath, when thou takest, when thou liftest up, for Shabbat Ki Tisah. Vayomeri Yahuwah el Moshe, כתב לך את הדברים האלה כי על פי הדברים האלה קראתי איתך ברית ואת ישראל. And Yahuwah and Jehovah said to Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, and Jehovah said to Moses, Ketav Lika, write for the eye, Ketav Lika, et ha-devarim ha-ele, write thou these words, ha-devarim ha-ele, ki al-pi ha-devarim ha-ele, for after the tenor of these words, Ki for alpi, upon the mouth. Ki alpi, hadvarim ha'ele. For after the tenor of the mouth of these words, hadvarim ha'ele. Ka arati iteka brit. I have made a covenant with the eye. I, with the eye, have cut a covenant. Karati iteka berit with et Yisrael, and with Yisrael. And he was there with Yahuwah, with Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables, the tablets, the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Vayehi Hashem Eimi Yahuwah 40 yom ve-40 laila lechem lo akal u-mayim lo shata. Vayayit tov Allah ha-luchot et divrei ha-brit Esrei ha-devarim, and he was there with Yahuwah, with Jehovah, 40 days and 40 nights. Vayehi Sham, Eimi Yahuwah, 40 yom ve-40 laila. He did neither eat bread, lechem lo akal, nor drink water, umayim lo shata. And he wrote upon the tables, the tablets, the words of the covenant. The words of the covenant. Vayikatov. And he wrote, Vayikatov, Allah ha-luchot, upon the tables, the luchot, the tablets. Vayikatov, Allah luchot, eita divrei ha-brit. The words, the divrei ha-brit, of the brit, of the covenant. Divrei ha-brit. Esrei hadevarim, Esrei, the ten hadevarim, the words, the ten words, Esrei hadevarim. And it came to pass when Moshe came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables, tablets of testimony in Moshe's hands. When he came down from Hahar, from the mount, that Moshe
wist not, did not know, wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with him. Wayahi, bi'redet Moshe mehara Sinai, u'shnei luchota ha'eduta bi'yad Moshe, b'ridto amin ha'hara u'moshe loa yada'a kia arana ora panayo b'davro ito. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of testimony, the two tables, u'shnei luchota ha'eduta in Moses' hand, b'yad Moshe, when he came down from the mount, that Moses knew not that the skin of his face sent forth beams. Moshe lo yada'a, and Moses did not know. Moshe lo yada'a kia karan or banayo, that the skin of his face sent forth beams. Ki karan or banayo, while he talked with him. Bi davro, while he talked ito with him. Bi davro ito. And when Aaron and all the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, saw Moses, Moshe, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh, they were afraid to come near him. Wayare'e Aharon will call the Bnei Yisrael Laeta Moshe. Wehine Karano Ora Panayo. Wayayia Rehua Mi Gesheta Alayo. And when Aaron and all the children, the sons of Israel, saw, behold, the skin of his face sent forth beams. Wehine Karan Ora Panayo. And they were afraid to come nigh, to come near him. Wayayia Rehua Mia Gesheta Alayo. And Moshe called to them. And Aaron, Aharon, and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him. And Moses talked with them. Wayikra Elehem Moshe. Wayashuhu Alayo Aharon Ukola Hanesiim. Ba Eda. Wayadaver Moshe Elehem. And Moses talked. And Moses called. And Moses called to them. And Moses called to them, Wayikra Elehem Moshe. And Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation, all the rulers of the testimony, the witness, Wayikra Elehem Moshe. Wayashuvu Elayo Aharon Wekolaha Nesiima Ba Eda. Returned to him. Wayashuvu. And Moses spoke to them. Wayadaver Moshe Elehem. And afterward, all the Bnei Yisrael came nigh. And afterward, all the sons of Yisrael came near. And he gave them in commandment all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Wi'achrei came, nigshu called Bnei Yisrael. Wayas away maita call Ashara Didari Yahuwah ito abehara Sinai. And afterward all the sons of Israel came nigh. Weachre came Nikeshu call Abnei Yisrael. And he gave them in commandment. Wayas away ma eta call Ashara, all that Diver Yahuwah, that Jehovah, Diver Yahuwah ito, that Jehovah had spoken with him, Behar Sinai, in the Mount Sinai. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for the maftir for this Shabbat ki yitisa, Sabbath when thou liftest up. Here, picking up the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 34, chapter 34 and verse 33. And to Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. Waikala Moshe mi davera itam. Waitena ala panayo masue. Ala panayo wa masue. Ala panayo masue. And when Moses had done speaking with them, Wayakal Moshe mi daver itam, he put a veil on his face. Wayitain al panayo masue. But when Moshe went in before Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children of Israel, that he was commanded. Uvo Moshe lifnei Yehovah ledaber ito yasir reta hamasue adat etoa wayata v'diber la Bnei Yisrael et asher yitzue. And when Moses went in before Jehovah, Uvo Moshe lifnei Yehovah, that he might speak with him, ledaver ito, he took the veil off. Yasir et ha-masue. Yasir et ha-masue. Ad seto, until he came out. Ad seto. And he came out. Where yatzah. And spoke to the children of Israel that he was commanded. Yatza we diver il bnei Yisrael et asher yitzue. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, of Moshe, that the skin of Moshe's face shone. And Moshe put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him. Ve'ra'u v'nei Yisrael et b'nei Moshe ki yakaran or b'nei Moshe ve'heshiv Moshe et ha'masue ala panayo adabo ledaver ito. And the sons of Yisrael saw the face of Moses. Ve'ra'u v'nei Yisrael et b'nei et p'nei Moshe. V'ra'u b'nei Yisrael et p'nei Moshe. That the skin of Moses' face sent forth beams or horns. Karan or b'nei Moshe. That the skin of Moses' face sent forth beams, horns. Kia karana or Bnei Moshe. And Moses put the veil back upon his face. With Heshiva Moshe etaha masue Allah banayo, until he went in to speak with him. Ada bo litaber ito.
And here, fulfilling the aliyot for this Shabbat, Shabbat ki tisa. Here. Kibur lekal, kibur lewolid, kibur lemenfes kadus. Glory be. Kibur lekal, kibur ledims, kibur le, 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 kibur le. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, kabur le chayil, glory be to the power, kabur le abinu le melkeinu le kermau v'chayil le selasi, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. B'shem Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua HaMoshiach. Amen.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu Torat emet vayei olam natei vatokanu Baruch ata Yahweh notein ha-Torah
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet Baruch atah Adonai, Habocher Batorah, Ubmoshe Abdo, Ube Israel Ammo, Ube Nebiei Haemet Watzedek. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Aliyah reading, 1 Kings. Chapter 18, verse 1 to 39. Besama Abba Wevale Mephesa Kadu Sahadu Amla. And it came to pass, after many days, that the word of Yahweh Buduku came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself to Ahab. And there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared Yahweh Buduku greatly. For it was when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Yahweh that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said to Obadiah, Go into the land, into all fountains of water, into all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him. And he knew him and fell on his face and said, Art thou that my master Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go, tell thy master, Behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned, that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab to slay me? As Yahweh that Elohim liveth, Buduku, there is no nation or kingdom where my master have not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy master, Behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the spirit of Yahweh, Buduku, shall carry thee where I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear Yahweh, Buduku, from my youth. Was it not told my master what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of Yahweh? How I hid 100 men of Yahweh's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go, tell thy master, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, as Yahweh Zappaoth liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself to him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of Yahweh, and thou hast followed Baalim. Now therefore, send and gather to me all Israel to Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent to all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together to Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If Yahweh be Elohim, Buruku, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Then said Elijah to the people, I only remain the prophet of Yahweh. But Baal's prophet are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under it. And call ye on the name of your Elohim, and I will call on the name of Yahweh, Buruku, and the Elohim that answereth by fire, let him be Elohim. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your Elohim, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it, and called on the name of Baal from morning even till noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is an Elohim. Either he is talking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey. For peradventure he sleepeth, and must be awake. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets, till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass, when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. And all the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of Yahweh Buruku that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of Yahweh Buruku came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Yahweh. And he made a trench about the altar as great as could contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullock in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. And he said, do it the third time. And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Yahweh Elohim, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Elijah the prophet came near and said, Yahweh Elohim, the Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Let it be known this day that thou art Elohim in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Yahweh, Buruku. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art Yahweh Elohim, Buruku, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of Yahweh fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, Yahweh, he is the Elohim. Yahweh, Uruku, he is the Elohim. Amen. Kebole Kwalu, Kebole Dimsu, Kebole Hayu, Kebole Kidmari Haile Selassie. Glory to him word, glory to him sound, glory to him power, glory to Kidmari Haile Selassie, the first power of the Trinity, the Simkatachim and Hamatachim Yeshua Moshiach.
For the Haftarah and the Brita Chadasha Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit Ha Chadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit Ha Chadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the Universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 21, Ki Tisa, when you take. From the second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 1 through 18. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, Ve'habain, Ve'ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. The second epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 3. The ministry accredited. Verse 1, Aleph. Verse 2, Beit. Verse 3, Gimel. Ha nachel od leshabiach atzmeinu. Haim terikim anachnu keacherim leegrot aleikim. O mikem mas kriot otanu la shebach atem egarteinu hatuba bilibabenu we nodaa we nekoraa lekol adam ki biyadua sheatem egeret hamashiach aruka al yide sheruteinu ketuba lo bidio ki im beruach Elohim chayim velo al luchot eben ki im al luchot basar luchot haleb. Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or need we, as some others, epistles of commendation to you, or letters of commendation from you? E are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Mashiach, the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of Elohim Chaim, the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Mashiach to Elohim word, through Christ to God word. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of Elohim. The ministry, spiritual and glorious, not legal, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, that glory was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that was made glorious had no glory in this respect, by reason of the glory that excelleth. For if that is done away was glorious, much more that remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses that put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil, untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, that veil is done away in Mashiach. But even to this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to Ha'adon, the veil shall be taken away. Now Ha'adon is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of Ha'adon is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of Ha'adon, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of Ha'adon. Kabor Lakalu, Kabor Ladimtsu, Kabor Lakhailu, Kabor Lakeramawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Yesai, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi Yemesken, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos.
Yes, Shabbat Tov, Shabbat Tov. Here, first day service. Here, we're in the first day service right here. Went through the Torah reading and feeding here in the season right here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 121. But here, the Sabbath seal psalm, Psalm 144. Right here, 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 on the dub of the Nazarene. Kaboom.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above, Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children whose mouths speak of vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Sosenya be lete hud yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkinya sara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wode ekziaviheram lukota yegeba. Kamitmanana yilayenya yohona fetzmoibel. Sidkinya sara senvetin yakabram so. Hulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer. Ekazi Aber Cha Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Shavua Tov, a good seven, good strong. Good sabbatically speaking, yes I, Shalom Chavarim, Shalom. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Bowling again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek.
Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
I need to try, oh yeah, make it just like a flowing stream, yeah. Wash and be clean, then you step right in. Your rule forever, fire burn you, Lucifer. That is the way. That is the way. That is the way. All the time, yeah. That is the way. That is the way. That is the way. All the time, yeah. A flowing stream, wash and be clean, yeah. Then you step right in, yeah. Your room forever, fire burn your Lucifer. We living in poverty, yeah. Too much gravity, can't get to move, I really, oh no. This system is so clever, but it won't be forever. Jah is always by my side, so I could never slide. Oh, what a glorious ride. Jah will provide. Jah will provide. Jah is the way. That is the way. That is the way. All the time. Yeah. That is the way. That is the way.
Still most acknowledge Jim King. He's in the structure of the very small and big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is the ruler in your weather, the synchronicity in your triumph, the coincidentals in your state, as everything comes together. Splendor, high, strong, and brutal.
sender and the receiver. I only made of silica and carbon. White chromosome of the world.
Today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendell Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Iadonis Tafari, of the Lion of Judah Society.
Shalom, shalom. Let's get an overview for this Torah portion for Shabbat. Ki Tisa, Ki Tisa, Ki Tisa, Ki Tanasa. But here we have Ki Tisa, the Hebrew for when you take. When you take, literally in the Hebrew we have when you lift up, Nesa, Nasa, Nasa, Ki Tanasa. Ki Tisa, here in the biblical Masoretic Hebrew, is the sixth and seventh words and the first distinctive words in the Parsha. This is the 21st, the weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, and I and my annual Ras Tafari sabbatical studies. And for this Shabbat Strong, the Yehudi, the Judaic cycle of Torah readings and feedings, and it's the ninth. Here we have for Ki Tisa, for Shabbat Ki Tisa, we have the ninth in the book of Exodus, the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's known as Exodus. It constitutes Exodus chapter 30, verse 11. So we pick up with verse 11 to Exodus chapter 34, verse 35. And the Yehudi, and we, the black Jews in the diaspora, we read it in the 21st Shabbat, 21st Sabbath, the Senbet, after the Simchat Torah, joy of Jalor, the directions, instruction, the teaching, give us a teaching of His Divine Majesty. Generally, we read this in late February or March. Now, Yehudim, and we, the black Jews of the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, we also read the first part of the Parsha, Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 to 16. This regards the half shekel, the half shekel, the head tax, the census tax, as we have in the first words, where it reads, ki tisa et arosh b'nei Yisrael. When you take the sum of the children of Israel, or more better, Hebraically speaking, when you lift up the head, ki tisa et rosh b'nei Yisrael. So the head tax, the half shekel head tax. This is the maftir, the additional Torah reading on the special Shabbat, special Sabbath, the Shabbat Shekalim. Shabbat Shekalim, the Sabbath of the shekels, the shekels, the shekels, the shekels, the shekels, the shekels. Now the Yehudi and I and I and we the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, also read parts of this parasha, this Torah portion reading and feeding, that addressing the intercession of Moshe, where Moshe was the defense attorney, the legal aid and advocate, the Torah aid and advocate, Moshe's intercession and HaElohim's mercy. Namely, Exodus chapter 32, verses 11 to 14, along with chapter 34, verses 1 to 10, as the Torah reading on the fast days of the 10th of Tevet. The fast of Esther, of Cheshta, of Astir, the seventh of the month known as Tammuz, the fast of Gedaliah, and for the afternoon or the Mincha prayer service on the Tisha B'Av. Yehudim, and we, the black Jews, also read and recite another part of the Parashah, namely Exodus chapter 34, verses 1 to 26. This addresses the Shalosh Regalim, the three pilgrim festivals, as the initial Torah reading on the third intermediate day, the Chol HaMoed of Pesach Fasika. And the Yehudim, and we, the black Jews, even of the line of the tribe of Yehuda, the line of the tribe of Judah, we read and recite a larger section from the same part of the Parashah, namely Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to Exodus 34 and 26, as the initial, the first Torah reading on the Sabbath, on the Shabbat, that occurs on one of the intermediate days of Pesach, of Fasika, of Passover, or Sukkot, or the ingathering. So here we have a basic overview for this 21st weekly Torah portion reading and feeding and I Rastafari sabbatical studies, and for this Shabbat Strong, and the summary, an overview for Ki Tisa, the four main areas, topical items in this summary. The first is the building of the holy place, the building of the Mikdash, the building of the Mekdes, the building of the sanctuary, the building of the chapel. Selassie is the chapel. Selassie is the chapel, yes. This is the first subject matter. The first subject matter is quite interesting right here. And just going through some notes, we have Elohim instructing Moses to take the census tax of each man, of each male 20 years or older, regardless of wealth, should give half a shekel offering. In other words, just be the equivalent, just so one can understand it, of the bur. We have the bur, Ethiopically speaking, the imperial, the holy, the righteous currency of His Divine Majesty, based on this first principle here that we have in this Torah portion concerning the shekel, and also concerning the economy based on the kesef, based on the bull, based on the silver. So each male, each man, 20 years or older, regardless of wealth, whether rich or whether poor, should give half a shekel, should give 50 cents, the equivalent of what would be in INI economy, 50 cents or half a shekel. And the shekel is the silver base currency. HaElohim told Moshe to assign the proceeds that was taken from the census tax, the head count tax, when you lift up the head. And that's a very, very important, we say, phraseology right there, even in the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as the Sefer Bereshith or Genesis. We have also with Joseph and Yosef, and when he was in the dungeon, when he was in the prison, Potiphar and all that incident, and when he was in the prison, and there was the butler and there was the baker, and how they both had, in the same night, they had a dream. A dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. They both had a dream that their head would be lifted up. But now, how different was the fate, the consequence of the interpretation of one's dream from the other's dream concerning the butler and the baker in the first book of Moshe, in the book of Genesis? So just pointing that out right there, because the terminology, when you lift up the head. Now, in the KJV, this is translated as when you take the sum, when thou, the I, speaking to Moshe, when thou takest the sum, ki tisa, when you lift up et rosh, the head of the b'nei Yisrael, of the sons of Yisrael, of the man who sees the true good, the true God. So Elohim, Hashem, told Moshe to assign the proceeds of the half shekel by each man, each male, 20 years or older, to the proceeds of the service, the avoda, the aboda, the aboda, the avoda, of the tent of meeting, of the tent of meeting, of the ohel moed. All right. So we have this in Exodus chapter 30, verse 16, and Hashem also telling Moshe to place a copper laver. So the first item under the first item under the summary, in this summary for this Torah portion, 21st here, is the continuing the building of the Mikdash, of the holy place. And that begins off with the census for the ransom, the count, the number. Are you in that number, numbered in that number? And for each who is numbered in that number, 20 years and older, in being counted, so there would not be any plague on their soul. So it's as though one said, I'm an Israelite. And then there is a required gift, a giving towards the building, a giving towards the service. And one says, I am, and they think it's just a bragging right thing and don't recognize the responsibility. Well, there is a plague. It's as though there be no plague. Among the B'nai Yisrael, when you number them, when you ki tisa et rosh, when you lift up the head of the B'nai Yisrael. So that's the first item. That's the first, we could say, sub-item under the first item. First item, the building of the holy place. The second under this first item is John's instruction to Moses to place a copper laver between the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, and the Mizbeach, and the altar, so that Aharon and the HaKohanim, the priests, could wash their hands, washing of the hands and feet in the water when they entered into the Ohel Moed, into the tent of meeting, and or approached the altar, when they approached the Mizbeach, the altar, to burn a sacrifice so that they would not die, This we have in Exodus chapter 30, verses 17 to 22. Now, both of these are very important. The first item concerning the census, concerning the half shekel. The half shekel, some call it a tax, a headcount tax, a census tax. This was also so that there would be no plague because of the particular, how can we say, sensitivity to the numbering. To the counting and to the numbering, especially of the B'nai Yisrael. And being numbered in that number of the sons of Israel is not as many of the latter day Israelites that ain't right how they perceive it. If your name is on a list or chart or somewhere, it's not really like that, right? It is as though it were, but there's also that responsibility. And thus, if there's not that giving, there's that giving. Right? It's better to give than to receive. And what is asked here is not something that is exorbitant. It's not something that's beyond their means. That's what we ask in one of the vlogs we did in the season. We said, are some Israelites, not all, but are some Israelites too niggardly, too stingy to be saved? And we thought, not to be plagued. Are they too niggardly? Right? Are y'all too niggardly not to be plagued? You'll say you're of the number, but if you're of the number, there's a responsibility. Because John knows that the Israelites, the males 20 years and older, whether they were wealthy, whether they were rich, whether they had more or they had less, they was able to give the Hebraic equivalent of 50 cents, of 50 cents. Then move to the second sub-item under the first item, building the holy place. Selassie is the chapel. And Elohim instructs Moses to place a copper laver, so the copper laver, the wash basin, to wash the hands and feet of Aharon and the Kohanim when they serve at the altar or when they enter into the tent of meeting. Then we have the third, we could say, subset item under item one, where Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, directs Moshe to make a sacred anointing oil. The sacred anointing oil, the we could say the Messiahship, the Messiah oil, the anointing, the link of anointing in the Hebrew word sound, Moshiach, Mashach, from choice spices. Namely, we have myrrh, cinnamon, cassia, and, but of course, olive oil, oil, olive. And here we pick up with Exodus chapter 30, verses 22 to 25. Elohim told Moshe to use it to anoint the tent of meeting. To anoint the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the furnishings of the tabernacle, the furnishing, the furniture, the items of the Mishkan of the tabernacle, and HaKohanim. So here, make note, Habarim, fellow Talmudim, fellow disciples, that concerning this third item here is concerning Moshe being directed by Hashem to make sacred, set apart, anointing oil, Messiahing oil from these choice spices, and to use this oil to anoint the tent of meeting, one, the furnishings of the tabernacle, two, and HaKohanim, and the priests. This is why we said that Aharon, right, in the Berit Hashanah sense, or what ones may refer to as the Old Testament sense, the Old Covenant sense, Aaron was the Messiah, and his sons, Benayo, his sons, HaKohanim, were the Christians. So Aaron is a likeness of Christ being the anointed. Who else is anointed here? Tell me, who else is anointed? Who else is a Christian? Right? Who else is the Christ here? The Christ, to say, HaMoshiach, the Moshiach, the anointed, or the anointed ones, Meshachim, right? The anointed ones. It is Aaron, Aharon, the Kohen Gadol. And it is his sons, HaKohanim. So learn to read the Hebrew sign language as well as pay attention to the tavnit, the pattern. So here's the pattern. Now, Hashem told Moshe to warn the Bnei Yisrael, to warn the Israelites not. Now, May I and I highlight this point here, because Jehovah, Yahuwah, Hashem, the name, He who be, we be His divine majesty, told Moshe to warn the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, Israel Lejotche, not to copy the sacred anointing oil's recipe, the recipe for making the sacred anointing, the set apart, the holy anointing oil for lay purposes, for purposes that are not holy, that was for profane purposes, to make the sacred anointing oil for lay purposes at pain, upon the pain, get this, of exile, upon the pain of being cut off, the pain of exile. So this means that Aharon, right, Benao, his sons, HaKohanim, they were the Messiah and the Messiahites, the Christ and the Christians, because of this anointing, because of the anointing which they have received. And the fellow other Israelites were not to copy. They knew what the formula was, but they were not to copy it and to use this for lay purposes, for profane purposes. This is the key right here. We're going to hopefully return to this one right here. But lastly, but not leastly, right, we have two more items, right, under this first item, the building of the holy place. Selassie is chapel. Jah directs Moshe to make sacred set apart aishins, or incense, the kittaret, right? The kittaret, the aishins from herbs. Again, Ha Elohim, the true God, Adonai Jah, Rastafari, directs Moshe to make the sacred aishins, the sacred incense, from herbs. Herbs, stacta, arnica, galbanum, and the frankincense, to name the basics right here, to burn in the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, in Exodus chapter 30, verses 34 to 36. And here's also where we have the cannabis blossom. So also that link as well. Some of the earlier vids and vlogs, we really zoomed in on this particular subject matter. We can return to that in the reasonment. We just point one's and one's attention that here we have the cannabis. The cannabis in the Hebrew Bible, we have the cannabis in HaTorah right here. Exodus chapter 30, these verses here, 34 to 36. As with the anointing oil, as with the christening, the Messiah oil, Jah, he warns, gives an admonition and a warning against making incense or aishins from the same recipe for lay purposes, for profane purposes, for purposes that are outside of that, let's say, that square, right, the square of the tabernacle. We have this in Exodus chapter 30, verse 37. Lastly here, Hashem informs Moshe that Hashem, that Elohim had endowed Bezalel of the tribe of Judah, of the tribe of Yehuda, tribe of Judah, Zayim Meskan, 2:5. Bezalel of the tribe of Judah had been endowed with the divine, the divine skill, with the chokmah, the spirit, the wisdom, the divine skill in every kind of craft, every type of craftsmanship. So Bezalel was the master craftsman. We have this in Exodus chapter 31, verses 1 to 5. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, assigns to Bezalel, Oholiab. Oholiab was of the tribe of Dan, and granted skill, the spirit, the irit, the chokmah, the wisdom, the Hebrew Sophia, the spirit of wisdom to all who are skillful, wise-hearted, that they might make the furnishings, that they, those who are endowed with the spirit of wisdom, to make the furnishings, the furniture, the vessels, the instruments, the items of HaMishkan, of the sanctuary, the dwelling place, the tabernacle, the priest's vestments, the anointing, the Messiah, the Christ oil, and the aishins. According to Exodus chapter 31, verses 6 to 11, Jah told Moses to admonish the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the Israelites, nevertheless, to keep HaShabbat, Yom HaShabbat, to keep the Senbet Ken, the Sabbath day, on the pain of death, according to Exodus 31, verses 12 to 17. Then HaElohim gave Moshe two stone tablets inscribed with the finger of HaElohim, the finger of the true good, the finger of the true God, with the digital, the technology of HaElohim, according to Exodus chapter 31 and 18. So now this is the first item in the summary for this key tisa, when thou liftest up the building of the holy place, the building of the HaMikdash, the building of the Mishkan, the Mikdash. Then we have the second item for this key tisa, the golden calf. We ask, did Jah laugh, or did the angels weep? The golden calf, the ukri of the egel, maseka, the egel, the golden calf. Third summary item for this 21st parsha, Torah portion, Ki Tisa, is ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's nature, the nature revealed, the nature of HaElohim, the nature of the true good, the true God revealed, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity revealed. And the fourth item, Moshe's face. Moshe becomes radiant. His face shines so much he had to veil his face. And Rav Shaul, the Apostle Paulos, also picks up on that theme in the Brit Chadasha Havarim. So we have these four summary items. Once again, the building of the holy place. Selassie is the chapel. But then we have this Akari, the Akari of the Egel Maseka, the Egel Maseka, the golden calf, Akari, and the breach, actually, in the covenant, the breaking. The covenant was broken, and the covenant was renewed. So when we speak about Brit Chadash, or renewed covenant, that was, after the golden calf, Akari, that was the new covenant back then in the old covenant. So the new covenant, actually the new covenant, since the new covenant preceded the new covenant, even in the old covenant, we have the renewing of the covenant after the second item here in Ki Tisa, the golden calf. Then we have HaElohim's, his nature, his nature revealed. Fourthly, Moshe's face becomes radiant. Moshe, shine, Moshe, shine. Summary of this 21st weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, the ninth, here in the second book of Moses, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Yes, I, the movement of Jah people. Make I and I move onward and upward. Yes, I, Rastafari. Take a Selah right here.
The tabernacle way over, all of Mount Zion. The tabernacle, oh, all of Mount Zion. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. It's only them that have love. Them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and seek at the truth within their heart shall enter in the whole of the whole of tabernacle of church. Yeah, yeah, boom, boom. Yeah, tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Oh, tell it to me. Tell me who shall abide. It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I ask in John for the things that we need, the things that we need in life, to make our mind feel comfortable. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Only them who love Him. Tell me who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me. I have some. For the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, Jah, help me, I'm willing for your help. I want you, help, Jah, I need a little thing.
I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Mizmor Kuf Kaf Aleph Shir Lamma'alot Essa Enai El Heharim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Adonai Ose Shamayim Va'aret Al Yiten Lammot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai Shomrecha Adonai Tzillecha Al Yad Yeminecha Yomam Hashemesh Lo Yakeka ויריח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צדך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם.
מזמור 120 בכנס 121 የማዕረግ መዝሙር አይኖቼን ወደ ተራሮች አነሳ ረዳቴ ከወዴት ይምጣ ረዳቴ ሰማይና ምድር ከሰራ ከእግዚአብሔር ዘንድ ነው እግርህን ለመናወጥ አይሰጠውም የሚጠብቅህም አይተኛም እነሆ እስራኤልን የሚጠብቅ አይተኛም ማንቀላፋም እግዚአብሔር ይጠብቃል እግዚአብሔርም በቀኝ እጅህ በኩል ይጋርድሃል ፀሐይ በቀን አያቃጥልህም ጨረቃም በሌሊት እግዚአብሔር ከክፉ ሁሉ ይጠብቃል ነፍስህንም ይጠብቃል ከዛሬ ጀምሮ እስከ ዘላለም እግዚአብሔር መውጣትህንና መግባትህን ይጠብቃል
Psalm 121 I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, 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 forevermore.
Kaf Aleph, Shir La
ma'elot. Esa ainai elahe harim me'ayina yavo azri. Azri me'ayim yahuwa ose shemayim wa'aret. Al titena lamot ragleka ala yanuma shomreka. Hine loa yanum, we loa yishan, shomer Israel, Yahuwah, shomreka, Yahuwah, zileka, al yada yemineka, yomama hashemesh loa yakeka, we yareyach, balaila, Yahuwah, yishmareka, mikol ra'a, ישמורת נפשך, יהוה, ישמר זעתך ואבואך, מעתה ועד עולם. מזמור, מזמור, קוף כף אלף, מזמור קוף כף אלף. Psalm CXXI, Psalm 121, Psalm 121. יהוה Jehovah, the helper. Shir la ma'elot, a song, a shir la ma'elot, ma'alot, ma'elot, of a sense of the ma'elot, of the going up. Shir la ma'elot. Esa aina ya'el he'harim, me'ayina yavo ezri, I will lift up mine eyes to the mountains. Esa aina el he'harim, I will lift up Esa, mine eyes, Ainai, Il Heharim, to the Harim, Il Heharim, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, from whence, Me'ayin, Me'ayin, from where, Me'ayin, Yavo, Yavo, Ezri, from whence and where shall my help come, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Azriya Mayim Yahuwah Ose Shemayim Wa'aret. My help, Ezri, Ezri, Ezri Mayim Yahuwah. My help cometh from Jehovah. Ezri Mayim Yahuwah Ose Shemayim Wa'aret. He who be who he be who made Yahuwah Ose, Ose. Ose Shamayim, who made heaven Shamayim, wa and aret, wa aret. Ala yitena lamota ragleka, ala yanuma shomreka. He who be we be he, will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Ala yiten, not giving, he will not give. Ala yiten, lamot ragleka. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Although the Hebrew negative is al and not lo, there is no need to render with RV margin, may he not suffer, may he that keepeth. Its use here is the subjective negative with the meaning, he will not, nay, cannot possibly, al yiten lamot ragleka, he will not, nay, cannot possibly suffer ragleka, the eye foot, lamot, to be moved. He will not give thy foot. Ala yiten lamot ragleka. Ala yanum shomreka. He that keepeth, that hedgeth the eye about, that keepeth the eye, shomreka, will not, nay, cannot possibly slumber. Ala yanum shomreka, 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 shomreka. Here from the opening, help comes from Yahuwah, from Jehovah. He who be who he be, the sleepless guardian. Hine lo yanum, wlo yishan, shomer Israel. Hine, look, see, behold, here it is. Hine lo yanum, lo yanum, lo yanum, lo yanum, lo yanum, not slumbering, not slumbering, lo yanum, wlo yishan, and not sleeping. Lo yanum, wlo yishan. Behold, he that keepeth Yisrael, shomer Yisrael, the keeper, the guardian, shomer Yisrael, of Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Yasharel, the upright of El,
the Almighty, Hine, Hine, Lo Yanum, Lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Yahowah Shomreka, Yahowah Sileka, Al Yad, Yeminneka, Jehovah, Yahowah, He who be, who He be, Shomreka, Shomreka, the Eye Keeper, speaking to the Eye, male, Shomreka, Yahowah Shomreka, Yahowah Sileka, Jehovah, He who be, who He be, Yahowah Sileka, is Sileka, is the Eye Shade, Sil, Sileka, Silka, is the Eye Shade. Al Yad Yemineka, upon thy right hand, Al Yad, upon the hand Yemineka, of the eye right. Contrast here the mocking words of the prophet Eliyahu about Baal in 1 Kings XVIII and 27, 1 Kings 18 and 27. The verse proclaims the lofty confidence of the oneness of He who be, who He be, Hine, Lo Yanum, Lo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Yahuwah, Shomreka, Yahuwah, Sileka, Adiyad, Aliyad, Yemineka. Yomam HaShemesh, Yomam HaShemesh, Lo Yakeka, We Yareach, Balaila, the sun, HaShemesh, the sun, shall not smite the eye by day. Yomam, the days, by days, days, during the days, daily. Yomam, HaShemesh, the sun. Lo, Yakekah, shall not smite the eye. Lo, Yakekah, we Yareach, and the moon, the Yareach, we Yareach, we and Yareach, and the moon, Balaila, Balaila, by Laila, by night. Yahuwah Yishmarka Mikol Ra'a Yishmor Et Nafsheka Yahuwah Yishmar Tzeateka Uvoeka Me'ata Ada Olam. The metaphor of shade is elaborated upon as in Yishayahu Isaiah, Isaiah 49, verse 10. The danger from the moon, some say, was lunacy, the word revealing the old belief, belief, belief that the moon had the power to derange human reason. Sunstroke was naturally a common experience in the Afro-Shemitic East and in the Levant and in what is called Palestine during the subtropical summer, and is alluded to in 2 Kings 4 and 19. Since Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, the Hebrew Trinity, is the ruler of the forces of nature, the nature of the naturu, the nature of nature, Ha Elohim, is the ruler of the forces of nature and the naturu. He, who be, who he be, he controls them. He has the power to control and manage them so that their effects and affects are not harmful. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yakeka We Yareach Balaila Yahuwah Yishmareka Mikol Ra'a, Yishmor Eta Nafsheka, Jehovah shall keep the eye, male, from all evil. Yahweh Yishmareka, Mikol Ra'a, shall keep the eye from all Ra'a, from all evil. Ra'a, from the Yetzer Hara'a, even the inclination to the Ra'a, Hara'a, Mikol Ra'a, calamity. The addition of Mikol from all, Mi from call, Mikol Ra'a. It points to the comprehensiveness of the divine, protective power. Life and living life, the liberty exposes man to a great variety of mishaps, haps, and mishaps. But none, but no one are beyond Ha-Elohim, true good, the true God's sheltering care. Keepeth, he shall keep thy soul, thy psyche, Yishmor. Yishmor Eta Nafsheka, he shall keep the eye, male's psyche, soul. He shall keep she, he shall guard the eye psyche, the eye soul. Yishmor Eta Nafsheka, Yahuwah Yishmar Tzeteka Uvoeka, Me'ata Wa'ada Olam, going out and thy coming in. Tzeteka Uvoeka, Tzeteka Uvoeka. The eye going out and thy coming in. All thine affairs and undertakings. in Deuteronomy XXVIII in Deuteronomy 28 and 6 and Deuteronomy 31 and 2, referring to the Eteka Uboeka, the eye going out and the eye coming in. Going out, Eteka, Seateka, exodusing, going out. It refers to man's departure from Beito, from his bayit, his house, to attend to his daily avocations. Uboeka, Uboeka, and the eye coming in. To his return, to his bayit, to baito, his home, his house, and the fears of his household. In the Mizmor, even Mizmor, Kof, Kaf, Aleph, today's daily psalm, there may also be an implied allusion to the dangers of travel, of trotting incurred in the pilgrimage, and also to HaMoshiach, the Bein Elohim Hayim, to his Mashal, the parable concerning the good Samaritan. To the dangers of travel, of trotting that is incurred in the pilgrimage. From the time, the Iowa of setting out, setting out on the journey, to the time, the Iowa of its completion, uvoeka, me'ata, we'ad olam, from this Iowa, me'ata, from this Iowa, from now, me'ata, me'ata, wa'ad, and forward olam, and forward for Iver. Yes, I. Rastafari. 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 Rastafari.
Boy, everything takes time. Evil, boy, everything takes time. Evil, boy.
מזמור קכ"ף א' שיר למעלות. אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמים וארץ. אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא יישן, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך, יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם.
Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore, 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 forevermore,
Mizmor Kufkaf Alef Shir Lamma'alot. אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי? עזרי מעם אדוני, עושה שמים וארץ. אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא יישן, שומר ישראל. אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם.
Psalm 122. Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth, and even forevermore, 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 forevermore.
When you lift up, when you lift up the head, bringing out the sense of taking the sum. Let's go to some basic questions. There's 13 basic questions here, but there's a lot of key themes here. We have the cannabis within the aishants and within the oil. We have the egel maseka, the golden, so-called golden calf, and the breaking of the covenant, and then the renewing of the covenant as well. Some key themes right here. But first here for Ki Tisa, when thou take. Let's go to some of the basic questions here. Just some review here for this 21st sabbatical study for the Shabbat Strong. Basic question number one for Ki Tisa, Shabbat Ki Tisa, Sabbath when you lift up or when you take. Why did Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim call for a census, so to speak, of Ha'am, of the people?
The people.
Answer. It was a sort of a, quote, tax, or we can even better call it a levy. Levi, a levy for Ha'am, for the rank and file, B'nai Yisrael, rank and file Israelites, that was paid to prevent, according to the narrative, to prevent plagues, the nega, right, among them. At first, the half shekel were used to literally they were to support the tabernacle, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting of the appointment. The silver, the kesef, was used to make sockets for the posts. And later, they supported the livelihood of Ha'luim, of the Levites as a whole, particularly the Kohanim, the priests, and the Levites. Question two right here for Shabbat Ki Tisa, when thou take, when thou lift up. Question two. Why was the tax or the levy the same amount for everyone? Now, remember, for everyone in the context of the males 20 years old and above, well, answer here to teach that everyone, that all of the rank and file Israelites were equal and had an equal value, and everyone had equal responsibility, had an equal responsibility for the ministry of the tabernacle, for the service of the holy place, foundation in the holy place for the service. So everyone was equal, had an equal value, whether they were rich or poor, it was a half shekel. And everyone had equal responsibility for the avodah, for the service of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary. Question three, what were the priests, Ha Kohanim, and the Lewim, the Levites, required to do before they went into the Ohel Moed, before they went into the tent of the meeting, i.e. before they went into the Kodesh, the holy place of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary. What were the priests, Kohanim, and the Lewim, the Levites, required to do? They were required, according to HaTorah, to wash their hands, and feet in the kapo or the brazen laver, known as the kior, the brazen wash basin. They were required to wash their hands and feet before they entered in. Question four here for Shabbat Ki Tisa. The chief architect, or we can even say the chief craftsman of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary, was Bezalel, in the shadow of El, of God, of the Almighty, Bezalel, the grandson of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda, of the tribe of Judah, and an ancestor of David HaMelech, an ancestor of King David. So the chief architect of the tabernacle was one who was named Beshem, by name, Bezalel. Bezalel, his name means in the shadow of El, in the shadow of the power, the mighty one, Bezalel. He was the grandson of Hur, of the tribe of Yehuda, and an ancestor of Negus David, of King David. So how did he know how to make all the intricate details of the Mishkan, of the sanctuary, and its furniture and its furnishing? Well, according to the scripts, according to HaTorah, the Ruach HaElohim, the Spirit, the Irit, gave him special chokmah, special wisdom, and revelation. What's curious here is that the chief architect of the tabernacle was a Judahite, Bezalel. He was the chief craftsman. Question five right here for Shabbat Ki Tisa. When they sunk that Moshe had died or something happened to him upon Hahar, upon the mountain, what did they do? Well, they got bummy. They panicked, right? And they asked Aaron, Moshe's brother, right, to be their leader. They set up a counterfeit. In other words, they set up a counterfeit spirituality, a kind of counterfeit religion, counterfeit kind of cult, right? And had Aaron to make them an idol. To that, they offered prayers and sacrifices, right? Here's where we have what's pseudonymously, falsely named the golden calf or the molten calf. This is what the people did. They got bummy, and they ran to Aharon, right, to make them an idol or an Elohim, right, that would lead them, right, to the land. And they would offer prayers and sacrifices. They got up, you know, to play, sat down to eat and drink, and, you know, had a party, basically. Question six, right here, Ki Tisa. I just thought, brought to mind, you know, like, since he thought something must have happened to Moshe, it reminded me of some of, you know, my own ancestors down from, like, Louisiana and over there, New Orleans, you know, like, how they get down, you know, you'd be like, that's a funeral. Yeah, uh-huh. Question six, Shabbat Ki Tisa. Who designed and built the so-called Egel HaZahav? It doesn't say Egel HaZahav. In Judaism, they'll call it the Egel. Egel is like a calf, HaZahav. Zahav is gold, or HaZahav is gold. But the scripts call it the Egel Maseka, the molten calf. Who designed and built the molten calf? For what purpose? Aharon, Moshe's brother, who took the people's gold, melted it down, and, quote, fashioned it, the calf, the egel, with a gravening tool in Exodus chapter 32, verse 4. Now, according to some of the ancient studies on this, the Midrash, he sought to pacify the mob. Some in reasoning on this say, well, what was Aaron doing? He sought to pacify the mob, and he asked for gold for this idol. Now, what's interesting is when he asked for gold, he told the men to go and to break these out of your woman and your children's ears. Perhaps he did seek to pacify, thinking that, nah, you're not going to be able to do that. They got to reason with their wives and everything. So if I take a little moment, I hope Moshe gets back here soon. You know, but he sought to pacify, right, the mob, and he asked for gold, told them to break it out of their wives and their children's ears, right, for the idol, in order, as the Midrash and some reasoning on here says, to buy time. Was he buying time before Moshe would return? Now, Aharon, he understood that Moshe would be back in 40 days. So from the reasoning, someone say, well, since his brothers were so close, Moshe was Elohim, was God, to Paro, to the great house, in the Tawi and Mitzrayim, and Aharon was his Nabi, his prophet. No doubt he knew and understood, right, the importance of the 40 and the time period, and that Moshe would be back in 40 days. Though the people, it is said the people miscalculated the time. They miscalculated the time. Some say that it might have been like when 28 days came, they thought, okay, that's a lunar month right there. And then when 30 days came, that's a solar month. And what the scripture says, you shall be tried 10 days. And for that 10-day period of time, this happened. But who designed it? Who designed it? Well, it was Aaron, which also points out that they must have known that Aaron could do this. He had a gravening tool, which points to, well, what were the Hebrews or the Aperiu, right, or the Habiru, some might say, what were they doing, right, if this is them, what were they doing in the Tawi and Mitzrayim? Question seven right here. Question seven. What were the three appeals? Moshe went to court, went to advocate for the Bnei Yisrael, for the sons of Israel. What were his three appeals when he went to the higher court? What was his three appeals that Moshe made to Ha'elohim, to Ha'elohim, to save Yasharala, Yisrael, from sudden destruction? What was his three appeals? So even here in studying, you can learn something about principles of law and advocacy. So his first appeal, Moshe first appealed to Ha'elohim, to Elohim's, his way, his program, like understanding his nature of Yeshua, of salvation itself, in Exodus chapter 32:11. Then he appealed to Ha'elohim, to the Elohim's reputation among Hagoyim. So this was interesting when you read and you get into the detail. You know what I mean? He appeals to Hashem's reputation. So he basically said, think about your reputation. If you do this, what's the other nations going to think? Right, to Ha'elohim's reputation, his rep among the Goyim, among the Gentiles, the nations, in Exodus chapter 32, verse 12. Then thirdly, Moshe appealed to Ha'elohim's, to his promise, to his yea, yea, his amen, amen, to the patriarchs. This is deep. He went to the patriarchs, to Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, say that to the Hebrew Trinity, that patriarchal relation. Right, that form of relation, because when you read the narrative, it clearly says that this covenant I make with you, but he did not make this covenant with the children of Israel, wasn't the same covenant that he had made with the patriarchs. And the patriarchs' covenant, right, was still in process, was still firm. But the people, they sought this agreement, they got into the agreement, then after Moshe went up to confirm and ratify it, they got bummy, and they basically broke their word, so they broke the covenant. So we have the old covenant here in the wilderness that was broken, and also a renewing of that covenant. So the new covenant, even in the old covenant, principally speaking. Question eight. And these are the three verses for the previous question, Exodus chapter 32, verse 11. Verse 11, once again, appealing to the Ha'elohim salvation, his salvation, his Yeshua. Right. Secondarily, that's verse 11. Then in verse 12, appealing to Ha'elohim's reputation among the Gentiles. In verse 12, then in verse 13 of Exodus chapter 32, right, appealing to Ha'elohim's promise to the Hebrew Trinity, to the patriarchs. Question number eight, right here. How did Aharon describe how the Egel Masekah, the molten calf, pseudonymously called the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, was made? You check that, Aaron's description. How did Aaron describe how the molten calf was made to Moshe? Well, Aharon, he said, according to what is written, he said he threw the gold into Ha'esh, into the fire, and they said, presto, like, bow, out came this calf. That part is very interesting. It says he threw the gold in there, and boom, out came this egel, this calf. Was Aharon, was Aaron being honest? Exodus chapter 32, verses 21 to 24. Yisrael, Israel's first high priest and first Moshiach, according to the scriptures, first Messiah, first anointed one and high priest of the Sinai Berit, the Sinai covenant, was the one who made Yisrael Yasharalas, you could say, first idol, according to Exodus chapter 32, verse 35. Question 9 right here for Shabbat Ki Tisa. What does the idiom, there's a Hebraic idiom, Kishay Oref. What does the Hebraic idiom, Kishay Oref, stiff-necked, Kishay, hard, stiff, firm, Oref, neck, Kishay Oref, what does the Hebraic idiom, stiff-necked, mean? Stubborn. Basically, it's an idiom for stubborn. Kishe, hard, firm, hard, stubborn, or ref, neck. Unwilling to move the rosh. Unwilling to move the head. Now, what's interesting is this Shabbat Ki Tisa is translated in the King James Version as when you lift up, when you take the sum. But in the Hebrew, Ki Tisa, it's rosh, is when you lift up the head. Now, here, bringing it to the accusation of Yisrael being a kishay oref people, a stubborn, unwilling to move the rosh, to move the head, to listen to those who would guide them and help them. The neck, the oref in the Hebrew, the oref is the corridor. The neck is the corridor between the rosh, the head, the ras, and the lib in the Amharic, or lab, between the head and the heart. The neck is the corridor between the rosh and the leg, the head and the heart. And having a kishay oref, a stiff neck, this here suggests an inflexible way of thinking, and feeling, head and heart, thinking and feeling. Question 10 right here. What did Moshe do with the Egel Masekah, with the molten calf called the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf? Well, Moshe, he burnt it with ash, with fire, and then he ground it down to powder, and then he threw its dust, the dust, into water, that he made the people, Ha'am, especially the Mandem, he made the people drink, in Exodus chapter 32, verse 20. Question 11 here. When Moshe demanded the people to decide between whether they would serve Ha'elohim, Yahweh Eloheinu, or continue in their kishay oref, their apostasy, their stiff-neckedness, nakedness, who pledged? Who is the one that pledged their loyalty to Ha'elohim, to the Elohim? Who pledged their loyalty? And what were they told to do? Well, it was the tribe of Levi, the tribe of Levi. Levi pledged their loyalty to Ha'elohim. They were told to take up swords and to go and to kill all those who had been involved with the Egel HaZahav, the so-called golden calf, or scripturally the Egel Masekah, the molten calf. Even if he was a friend or a family member, even if it was a friend or a family member, they was told to go in and out of the camp, and that's why I shared some of Moshe Levi's, his brief reasoning on this, just in the little bit of time we have here, 27 seconds, hear this. So there. It was a tribe of Levi, the tribe of Levi. They pledged their loyalty to Ha'elohim. And what were they told to do? They were told to take up their swords and kill the Mandem that had been involved with the molten calf, even if it was their brother or their friend or some other family relation. Question 12 here for Shabbat Ki Tisa. When Moshe went up, when he aliyed up, when he went up the mountain Ha'har to appeal for Hailahim's forgiveness. Slicha, 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 his forgiveness. What did Moshe, what did he say? Well, Moshe, he confessed their chatiyat, their ukri, their forfeiture, their lack, the lack of the people. And then he says that if Yahweh Eloheinu, if he would not forgive them, forgive the sons of Yisrael, of Yashar Allah, he, Moshe himself, would be willing to die for their atonement. Often it's an interesting part that's often overlooked in light of the Brit Hadasha, that Moses, we say, well, no man can die for no man's sin. Well, no, but still, Moses, right, he was willing, right, he said, blot me out, like put me to death for their atonement in order to like reconcile. And Jehovah said, whoever has done it, you know, we'll get it, basically. Here, question 13, Chavarim. Just a few questions here for Shabbat Ki Tisa, the 13th question. Just a basic overview, basic questions. Question 13, what physical five-cycle change happened to Moses, to Moshe, after he came down from Har Sinai, from Mount Sinai, after receiving the second set of tablets, Well, the scripts say that his face, Moshe's face, was radiant. It says sent forth beams. Right? Actually, in the Hebrew says, and his face sent forth horns. So here's where in some of the Gentile Christian pictures, you might see pictures of one they call Moses, or statues that they've done among the Gentiles, where it seems as though Moses had like horns coming out of his forehead. You know, it's because of a misunderstanding of the Hebraic idiom. When it says that his face, sent forth beams, the direct sense of the Hebrew is the karen, that it sent forth horns. But that is to say, according to the Hebraic idiom, that his face was radiant with the Shekinah, Shekinah glory, the glory of he who be, who he be. So right here, 13 basic questions for Ki Tisa. Shabbat Ki Tisa, 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 Tisa,
Tisa, Tisa, Tisa, Tisa. Here, the evening psalm for the first day. Yes, I, Yom HaRishon Tov, Melkam Ehud, blessed first day. Here.
This is Psalm 24, without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Word and they that
the world
there
and they that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea.
He hath born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jah? Who shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands.
He that hath
and a pure heart.
And pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up
his
soul
into vanity.
Who hath
not lifted up his soul
into
vanity.
He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah. And righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. Generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob of Yahweh.
Lift up your head, O ye gate.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Glory shall come in.
And the King of glory
Yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory? Emperor Haile Selassie. He is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Jah Rastafari. He is the King of Glory. King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Emperor Haile Selassie.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world.
Shabua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
Shabua tov, a good seven, good strong.
Sabbatically speaking, yes, I. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Give thanks.
Yes, Hashem Yeshua, bless the first day, right here, and here, Psalm 67, Raka, that's it.
Psalm 67, God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah. Psalm 67, God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving health, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and
cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us and bless us. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.